Now, last week, Pauline Hanson baffled fellow politicians and the public with her stunt of appearing in Parliament wearing a burqa. This was the latest in a string of controversies for Senator Hanson since she has returned to politics. Now, on Friday last week, Warrnambool's siblings Annabelle and Caleb reacted to Pauline Hanson's burqa stunt by writing, recording and sharing on Facebook a parody song named Pauline. It's to the tune of Dolly Parton's Jolene. Just going to play for you a little clip now in case you missed it.
Pauline, 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 I'm begging you, get out of politics. Pauline, 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 please go back to cooking fish and chips. You spout the anti-vax routine. Autism is caused by vaccines. It's about time someone intervene, Pauline.
I really think you're not quite sane. Something's going wrong inside your brain. I think it's time you...
Please explain.
Pauline.
I've been absolutely wetting myself laughing at this track all morning. If you have a chance, jump online, check it out. The song has gone viral with a bunch of views. I think they've got 5,500 likes on Facebook. And this morning we're joined by Annabelle and Caleb to find out more. The magic of technology is going to bring them both to me now. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
G'day.
Yay, we've got you both here. Now, Caleb, I understand that you wrote the lyrics to Pauline and that you had an idea of a Pauline Hanson parody before the song. What was it about the burqa stunt that made you decide that it's time to sit down and actually write something and record it?
I just thought it was a bit of a ridiculous stunt for her to do on Thursday, so I thought, yeah, it was about time I actually put some words together and, wrote the song.
Was it an easy song to write? Was it something that kind of flowed quite quickly, or did it take you a while to put down?
It's sort of, most of the lyrics have been writing themselves in my head, really, over the last probably year or so since she's been in Parliament, so, yeah. It was pretty easy in the end. It only took me about an hour to actually put all the words together.
Wow. And was it always something that you guys wanted to record together? How do you divide up what you perform in a song together? Because it's quite clever how you've done it, kind of each taking a few verses and some parts together like that Please Explain part that we heard there where you jump in, Caleb. I think that it's very cleverly put together. Was it a process trying to arrange the song?
No, not really. Just basically took turns. I sort of had all the words written down and just told Annabelle what to think.
And Annabelle, you've got such a beautiful voice as well. Were you surprised by what your brother had written? Were you delighted by it?
So, I wasn't really surprised. I was actually quite sick on the day that he wrote it, and he sort of came into my room while I was on my deathbed. A little bit, and he was like, look, you just have to get out of bed and sing this. So I didn't have much of a choice, but it was quite, I obviously thought he was quite clever beforehand because he's written a couple of parodies before, but this one just sort of took the cake.
I can imagine that's such a brother thing to do, to be on your deathbed, to be coughing and spluttering probably everywhere, and him going, no, you've got to get up, put some makeup on, we've got to record a song now.
Exactly. It was a bit like, this is your priority now. So,
what's the response been like? I mentioned before that it's kind of gone viral. You've got over 5,000 likes on Facebook and you've had quite a bit of attention. How has the attention been for you guys? Do you know if Senator Hanson has seen it?
I'm not sure if Caleb's had any contact via that, but I don't think she's seen it. It's been positive though, mostly.
That's fantastic. I understand Senator Sam Dastyari also kind of commented on the video as well. That would have been quite a moment for you guys.
Yeah, it was crazy. He was one of the first people to comment actually, so we were really excited about that, and then it blew up from there. So.
their rivalry has got to be my favourite in all of Australian politics at the moment. The Dastyari Hanson rivalry has definitely got to be my favourite. Do you guys have any plans to do any more kind of political satire in the future?
Caleb?
We might have lost Caleb. Annabelle, do you have any plans to do any political satire in the future? It might be a bit of a line, because I know we're hitting you guys from kind of different parts of the world. Caleb's in Warrnambool at the moment and you are down in Melbourne, so maybe the phone lines are just a little bit better in Melbourne than Warrnambool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, speaking on behalf of my brother, I'm sure he's got something cooking up in his brain. I don't write it. It's really all up to him, and then I just get roped into it.
Last minute on your deathbed by the typical Big Brother move. I understand that. That's great. Do you, I guess, enjoy this type of performing?
We come from a very musical theatre-based family. So, you know, the comedic sort of singing that's not necessarily singing is what we like to do, and it's what we're best at, I suppose. So
you guys are very, very good at it. It's been a fantastic response. Look, guys, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, and thanks for writing a pretty fantastic song as well.
Thank you for having us.
That was Warrnambool siblings Annabelle and Caleb Ziegler. They're talking about their wonderful parody of a song. It's called Pauline. It's written and recorded in reaction to Pauline's kind of cheap burqa stunt in Parliament last week. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show, 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast.